The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered round Jesus, and they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with unclean hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and the Jews in general follow a tradition of the elders and never eat without washing their arms as far as the elbow. And on returning from the marketplace, they never eat without first sprinkling themselves. There are also many other observances which have been handed down to them concerning the washing of cups and pots and bronze dishes. So these Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not respect the tradition of the elders, but eat their food with uncleaned hands?" He answered, "It was of you hypocrites that Isaiah so rightly prophesied in this passage of Scripture, 'This people honors me only with lip service, while their hearts are far from me. The worship they offer me is worthless. The doctrines they teach are only human regulations. You put aside the commandment of God to cling to human traditions.'" He called the people to him again. He said, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a man from outside can make him unclean. It is the things that come out of a man that make him unclean. For it is from within, from men's hearts, that evil intentions emerge: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within and make a man unclean." The Gospel of the Lord. If I spoke today about health and safety, I'd draw various responses depending on who it was that I was talking to. Because anyone in sort of authority these days, wherever the general public are concerned, if you've got charge of that, it can send a shiver down your spine just in case something happens. In these days, whereas an accident happens, it can't be as simple as all that. And as you know, sometimes an accident on the road will be shut for hours. Whereas in the old days, you cleared it a bit and off you went. And of course, as we live in a more litigious society, then we all have to be more aware of it. And of course, most of us grew up when it was what we called common sense. Except, of course, as no doubt you know, common sense isn't as common as it's often thought to be. And as one Jobsworth, health and safety, said when he was visiting, "There is no common sense in health and safety," which was followed up in the national papers one day with a thing saying, "Health and safety must have common sense." And I cut it out and posted it in our book, and I see when the last visit is taking it. You see, it was there to just remind them. But in a way, you see, what's happening with it is what had happened in a way with what Jesus is confronted by in St. Mark's Gospel today. Because the scribes and the Pharisees, it wasn't just something as simple as washing your hands, just a simple rule like that. No, no, they'd added on so many. And that's what happens, isn't it? It's like you have so many boxes to tick and then you'll pass. Mark, what he's saying there, it sounds just simple. Just wash your hands when you come back in from the marketplace or you're preparing food. Common sense. No, no. The scribes and the Pharisees, over the years, kept adding bits and pieces to it. Because when you came in, you needed to wash your hands right up to the elbow. Not because they were particularly dirty, but because you might have just inadvertently touched a pagan or a Gentile or a non-believer or something like that. And so that would make you unclean in their eyes. Or you sprinkled yourself on the food because the farmer might have harvested it when he shouldn't have done. I.e., he might have done it on the Sabbath and he shouldn't. So that would make you unclean. Or it might not have paid the right tax. So that would have made you unclean. So it becomes not a question of hygiene, but of legal purity. And that's what Jesus comes in on. That's what he discusses with the opponents. He says, he gives purity in a way a different meaning. He first explained that it was wrong to think that some would be unpure because of their adherence to their rites. Sorry, would be pure because of adhering to that. No, he's saying it's what comes out of you. It's not what something's happened to you. It's what comes out. It's what's within, in your heart, that makes the huge difference, the inner selves. And that's why he lists, and it's interesting what he does list. Listen to it again. You've got your newsletter, take it with you. The evil in our hearts. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within and make us unclean. And in a way, if you look at that list and you think of some of the things that we read daily in our headlines on the papers or come to us in the news, however you watch the news, how much of them are actually there? And if you just look at murder or killing, just think, in this week alone, you see the man on that train from Paris, Amsterdam to Paris, who would have killed as many people as he could had he not been stopped by those others. Or the man who was a bit disaffected on American TV and shot two of the colleagues as they were on live television. Or the traffickers. Can you get to the traffickers who will actually lock into that lorry that was in Austria where 71 men, women and children were found, obviously suffocated. Or those that are put into these boats crossing the Mediterranean and in the hold that, and suffocate down there or go down with the boat. You try to look at that, and of course what the press try to do is they try to get behind the mind. What's in their mind that makes them do that? Why do they do all that? Actually, the Lord tells you. It's the evil intentions within you. It's not what's coming from outside. It's what's within you. And that's why the wisdom of the church is that when we do come together, week by week, even day by day, we begin as we approach the Lord and we say, I confess in my thoughts and my words and what I have done and what I have failed to do. And it's not what he's done or what she's done, it's what I have done. Very important, you see, because the Lord is getting us to see, and that's why I often say we look into our hearts, because it comes from the Lord. The extreme examples I've highlighted, which have all come to us just this week from the news, shock us. But so should some of the other things that Jesus lists there. People often, you won't mind me saying this, might come into question, well, I haven't committed a murder, I've done nothing really bad. We can actually murder someone with our lips. We can assassinate their character by speaking about them, by malice, by evil intentions against other people. We don't have to touch them. We just have to have those thoughts, and in our words, we can assassinate them. The human ground, the human heart, is the ground where the battle between sin and virtue is fought. And of course, temptations do come from outside. You see, what the press said was the man that on that train had watched a video or DVD, whatever it is, you know what I mean, just before he did it. Yes, but the point is, you can see all that, but it's his action. It's nobody else's. And it's the human heart that is where they come from. So the temptations may come in. And what does the Lord say when temptations come in? Exactly what he did. What did he do with it? He answered it with the word of God. Why did we sing, Lord, thy word abideth, as we came in? Because it's that word of God that should be on our heart, on our lips, in our minds, within us, to challenge that temptation. He knows we sin, he knows we fall, of course he does, and he deals with that. But now he's saying, make our hearts pure. And when Jesus blessed are the pure in heart, he's calling all his followers to have integrity of heart and action. And for sinners, there'll always be a disparity between our heart and our action. And that's why we come to him, and I confess, and may Almighty God forgive us. Which is picked up by St. James in our second reading. He lays down the path to such purification. He said to accept and submit to the word which has been planted in you, which is why we're here, and we listen to it, and we take it in week by week. And he said that can save your souls. Pure, unspoilt religion is this coming to help the love of God and neighbour, which, of course, is what the first reading, Moses, had laid before the people. He'd given them the Ten Commands. It was only the scribes and Pharisees and make them into 600 and something, the laws and customs. Let our response pick up from the psalm, the just, we live in the presence of the Lord.